بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. نشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له، نشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد، يا ايها الذين امنوا، يقول الله سبحانه وتعالى في القران الكريم: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، وحافظوا على الصلوات والصلاه الوسطى، وحافظوا على الصلوات والصلاه الوسطى. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أول يحاسبه به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته، فإن صلحت قد أفلح وأنجح، وإن فسدت فقد خاب وخسر، إلى آخره. إن أول يحاسبه به العبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته. أولا we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he should be praised, and I thank Allah for allowing us to praise him. I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us one more yawm al-qiyamah to worship him. We bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone. No one is worthy of it. No one. No human being is worthy of us to bow down to. No one. Nothing is worthy of our worship and our absolute obedience except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Allah's servant, his messenger, his prophet, the last one. And we don't worship Muhammad, we obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of our souls, especially leaders, especially imams who give khutbah, must seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of their souls. For we listen to the khutbah, even the angels right now have folded their books, and those who are coming now, the angels are not even recording them in the book. Once the imam gets up there and give khutbah, the angels themselves, they fold the books and they listen to the khutbah. How significant it is for us to come to the masjid for Yawm al-Jum'ah. Yes, we seek refuge with the weakness of ourselves. Fathers must say that before they teach their children. Husbands must say that before they teach their wives. Mothers must say that before they teach their children. We seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of our soul. Whomever Allah guides is never misguided. And yet, if Allah don't guide you, you will be misguided for sure. And Allah, no one can take you out but Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always to bless our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 1,300,000,000 Muslims, when they hear the name Muhammad, they say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How blessed he is. May Allah bless his great companion that we've learned so much from, Abu Bakr, Umar, Ali, and Uthman, and the rest of them, and his wife, his family. We're very blessed, brothers and sisters. We're very blessed to be Muslims and to know about the great traditions of the Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the Muslims everywhere. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters, In today's khutbah, I want to remind us of the ayah of Quran, Hafizu ala salawat wa salat al-wusta.
Guard your prayers. Guard your prayers. All of them. Every one of them. Guard them, protect them, observe them. Especially the middle prayer. Salat al-wusta. According to translations, according to tafsir, according to explanation, especially Asr Salat. But guard all of them. This is the khutbah today. Brothers and sisters, never ever underestimate the significance, the value of prayer. Never ever underestimate the significance, the value, the utility of salat, prayer. It is deeper than we understand. I was on in a car Monday morning on the way to the airport from Los Angeles to come back to New York. And a young brother, college student, going for his master's degree, asked me a question. Imam Siraj, what would you say about one who would say, I can be a good person and not have to perform salat? What would you say about that? This khutbah is about that statement, that question. Brothers and sisters, you right now probably know some Muslim or someone who calls himself Muslim that have abandoned their salat. They don't make prayer. I want you to take a copy of this khutbah, inshallah, and give it to them as a gift. This khutbah is for them, and indeed for all of us. Hafizu ala salawat wa salatil wusta. Guard your prayers. Guard your five prayers. Salatul Fajr, guard it. Protect it. Preserve it. Make sure you make it. Salatul Dhuhr, when you're in your business, when you're selling on the street, when you're in school, when you're on your job, Salatul Dhuhr, when you take your wife out, when you go out with the brothers, Hafizu ala salawat. Yes, that's the khutbah today. Preserve what Allah ordered us to do five times a day, every day. Yes, preserve your salat. Now, brothers and sisters, today, you know, this brother asked me this question about how significant is salat. I admit today that our pea brains as human beings can't even appreciate the magnitude of Allah's awesome wisdom in something like salat. Can't figure it out. You can't measure it. And the only thing we know is whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a portion of His understanding, so we know somewhat of the great significance of salat. Never, ever, ever underestimate the significance, the value, and the utility of salat. I ran across a hadith, subhanallah, subhanallah. This hadith is powerful. Consider this. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إن أول يحاسبه به عبد يوم القيامة من عمله صلاته. the first deed that we will be judged on the day of judgment is our salat. Do you know how many things we do, brothers and sisters, a day? We do so many things, and we're going to be judged by every word that we utter from our tongue. Everything we do, Allah is going to hold us accountable for. Everything we do. Everything. Allah sees everything, and we are held accountable for everything. But the first thing to be judged on Yawm al-Qiyamah is the salat. How significant is salat? Is that significant? If the question is asked by Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, "Ta'utu Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ayu amru habbu ila Allah?" وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة على وقتها ما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة له ولكن قال الصلاة على وقتها. When the question was asked by Ibn Mas'ud, what deed is most loved by Allah, he said, he didn't say salat, he said as-salatu ala waqtiha, prayer on time. Not prayer, but prayer on time. You have to do it. You're not doing Allah a favor when you get up in the morning though you're tired and you go make salat. You're not doing Allah a favor. Because you know what? On Yawm al-Qiyamah, the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to look at is your salat. Therefore, hafizu ala salawat wa salat al-wusta, guard your prayer. Why is this significant? Brothers and sisters, I saw a verse from the Quran that made me shake. I think it's going to make you shake. And I want you to shake for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah? I think you will shake. Do you know, brothers and sisters, from time to time, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, after the believers in Jannah, and those who are punished in the hellfire, from time to time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to make them have conversations with one another. Yeah. The people in Jannah can see the people in hellfire from time to time. And according to ayahs from Quran, they will have a conversation. Ashabu yameen, the people on the right hand, yatasa'aluna min al-mujrimeen. Al-mujrimeen, they are talking to the people who are the criminals. And they ask them a question. They ask them a very significant question. Qalu, they said, these are the people, Ashabul Yameen, the people on the right hand, the companions of the right hand, the people in Jannah, the people in paradise. They're asking them, they're looking down. Qalu, they said, Masalakakum fi saqar. What made you fall into hellfire? Why are you there? Why are you in the hellfire? Qalu, they say, the people in hellfire, they say, Lam naku min al-musallin. We were those who didn't keep up prayer. Stop. Think, brothers and sisters, who are these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are referring to? They're referring to the mushrikeen. That could be concerning the kafir. Think about it. The kafirs are in hellfire not because they didn't keep up salat, but
But because they didn't even worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, didn't believe in Allah, they don't believe in Tawheed, they don't have Iman. But these people here are those who know Iman, who know Tawheed, who say, yes, I'm Muslim, but they don't keep up their prayer. Muslims who go around, assalamu alaikum, assalamu alaikum. Muslims who wear kufis, Muslims who wear khimar, Muslims who wear jalbiyah, Muslims who have beards. These are Muslims, brothers and sisters. Hafizu ala salawat, wa salat al-wusta. God, your prayer. Unless on the Yawm al-Qiyamah you say, lam nakum min al-musallin. I'm not of those who make salat. You know something, brothers and sisters, something. I was speaking to some Muslim once a couple of years ago, and I said, brother, and I made a mistake of calling him brother so-and-so. He says, I'm Dr. So-and-so. Well, Dr. So-and-so. Concerned about the title doctor. And there's some Muslims who pride themselves and go to Hajj. This is good. Make as many Hajj as you can. Go to Hajj. Go make